Today's daf is Chulin daf Mem. We are holding on daf Lam Tesam Beis. We did not yet get quite to the Mishnah, so we're still discussing the issue that was discussed in the last Mishnah, Lam Tesam Beis, which related to someone who shechts for an Oved Kochavim. So to what extent is there an assumption that the owner of the animal, the non-Jewish owner of the animal, has machshavos for avodah zarah, and to what extent does it matter what his machshavos are? Because after all, he's not the one doing the avodah, he's not the one doing the shechita. So we had a three-way machlokas in the Mishnah. The Tanakhama said that if you shecht la'ovid kochavim, it's absolutely kosher. Rabbi Lazar says it's pasul, and then Rabbi Yossi points out that he doesn't think that the machshavos of the bailim should matter whatsoever, because machshavos of the bailim don't even matter by kachim, where machshavos play a much more critical role. Certainly when it comes to chulin, where machshavos don't play such a critical role, it seems that machshavos of the bailim should not matter at all, and therefore he would hold that it's definitely kosher. So we are holding now about five lines before the Mishnah. Amar Avi Amar Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Yossi. So he says, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi that the machshavos of the bailim are completely irrelevant, and therefore the shechita is going to be kosher. So says in our story, Hanu Tayoi Dasu Litzikuna, Yoiv Dichri Litavche Yisrael. So there were these Arab merchants that came to a place called Tzikunya, and they gave certain rams to Jewish shochtim in order to shech them for them. And Amr Lahu, Dama Vitarbu Litidan, Mashcha Bissu Lididchu. And they made a deal with them. They said, you could have the meat, you could have the usable parts of this animal, and we're going to take the blood and the fats, we're going to take the parts that are normally brought as a tikroves, as some sort of hakrava for avodah zarah. So as long as you give us the parts that we could use for hakrava, you could take all of the rest of it. So the shaila was, now that the Jews were offered all the meat of the animal, is the shechita going to be kosher? It's still under the bailim of the akum. So sholcha Rav Tuvi bar Rav Misna lekameid Rav Yosef kegavnamai. So he said, no, what's the halacha in this case? So he said, no problem, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, and therefore it's mutter, because it doesn't matter what machshavas the bailim are having, you're the one doing the avodah, and therefore, as long as you're okay with it, as long as you're having the proper machshavas, it's going to be mutter. So that's good, we pass on like Rabbi Yossi. But now, what would be the halacha in the following case according to Rabbi Elazar? Remember, Rabbi Elazar is one that said that even if the guy owns a tiny drop of it, a tiny bit of it, that's enough to make the whole thing possible. So he said, the Rabbi Elazar, Yavle Zuza the Tabach Yisrael Mai. What if he didn't previously own part of the animal? It's not that the guy had previously owned, as Rabbi Elazar had said in the Mishnah, the Chatzar Kaveh Chala, the diaphragm, or any other tiny part. Rather, the guy gave money to a Jewish butcher, a Jewish shochet, in order to acquire some of the meat of that animal for after the shechita, meaning go shech the animal and then give me some of the meat afterwards. So what's the din? So if the guy that gave you the money is a very strong man and you don't have the ability to make your own conditions of the sale, and therefore you can't push him off and say, you know what, buy it from me after I shechted, because there's certainly no issue of selling him meat once you shechted. If you shecht the animal and it was a kashra shechita, the problem is if he owns the animal at the time of the shechita. So if you don't have the ability to push off the sale till later, and therefore the sale has to be binding now, so then you have a problem, because he's already purchasing a chelek in that animal on the spot. He already owns part of it. But if he's not such a strong guy, and you have the ability to push him off until later, so then, amrle reishich vahar, so you can say to him, your head in the mountain. As Rashi says, what is that? It's obviously an expression. It's what it means is, hare roshcha vare har, hake ze al ze, o kabel dina shalach. Here's your head, here's a mountain. You can bang one against the other all day long if you want, it's not going to help you. Take your money back, you'll pay me for the meat later on. So you can, obviously, the idea is that we're saying that the person is not such a strong man, someone that you're able to make your own conditions with. So one of your conditions could be, I'm not selling you anything right now. I'll sell you after the shechita. V'kima, as Rashi says, v'kima demasi l'shchuyi v'shtakach t'chishach et Yisrael lava daita dovid. So the point is, since you can push it off till later. So when you are shechting it, you're not shechting al das the guy. Veinanasa shlucho al karcho, and you don't become his shliach bal karcho. The Meimar Amar Hay Yisraeli beinam adarne lezuze hilchuk shayivi bayavle. Since you have the ability to just return his money at any time, Rashi sounds like even if you didn't actually return his money, but since you have the ability to return his money any time, so your shchita is not on his das at all. Your shchita's on your own das, and if he doesn't like it, you'll give his money back, and he won't. And the sale will be voided anyway. But don't we generally pass in Frek Rashi that most konos by a guy, that when a guy gives money, he doesn't even have to do a maisa kinyan, he's immediately kone just by the transferring of money. So he gave you this money before the shchita, so shouldn't that mean that he has a chelik in the animal? No, but the Jew has the ability to be misalik the guy, and therefore he doesn't make himself the shliach of the guy. Damle lo la avosi shitavticha, other than I don't want to make you a shutaf in my animal if it's going to cause me problems. It's going to cause me the problem that my whole animal is going to be aser. Aval be'inish alama, but when you're dealing with a strong person, or you're dealing with a strong person, so you don't really have a choice. The shchita is obviously for him as well. So Rashi keeps on using the term shlichos, that you don't become a shliach bal karcho. So the Lev Arye raises the question that the mashmos over here is that the Jew shecht b'shlichos of the akum shlucho shalom kamoso, and that's the whole problem. It's ki'ilu that the shochet himself is being mechashev. But what about the concept of ein shlichos la'akum, that generally we assume that there is no shlichus for novik chavim? So Lev Aryeh says that Rashi must mean lav dafka shlichus. He must mean that l'shem shutfus, that you don't become a shutaf bal karcho, but it's not really that you become a shliach. Ber Yitzchak points out that Rashi may be l'shitasa over here, because in Bamitzia in Aleph and Beis, Rashi writes yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra, that ain't shlichus la'akum when it's going to be a kula, but when it's going to be a chumra, then we will say that there is shlichus la'akum. So over here, it's us, it's ki'ilu the guy shechted, because Yisrael is doing the shechita, the shlichus of the guy, the chumra. That's why you have to say it doesn't become a shliach bal karcho, and some of the Jew is doing it al daite dinafshe. Now the other Rishonim are much more explicit that they don't mean shlich, that they don't use the terms shlichus, they use the term shutfus. The Ramban and others clearly refer to a shutfus. But the question over here is what Rashi means. Does Rashi mean shlichus literally, or does Rashi mean shutfus? Okay, so. That's the Gemara. Now, in terms of the original Shaila, so we said that the guy gives him money, so we want to know what the halacha is according to Rabbi Elazar. So the way Rashi frames the Shaila, if you look at Yohivle, Dibur Maschul Yohivle, Ovid Kachavim Zuz of the Tabach Israel, a non-Jew gives a Zuz to a Jewish Shochet, Bishvil Basar, for some of the meat of the animal. Omar Lo, and he says to him the following, when you shech the animal, I want you to give me some meat for this dinar. So mi mitzer behem abahachi. So does it become aser? What are the two tzadim of the shayla? Mi aminan ki amar blazer hecha davai behem abeshutfus mitchizavnu ameikara oisha esal kula shal ovid kuchavim v'nasna liyisrael chutz michatzar kavet shala. Meaning Rabbi Lazar's case of the Mishnah was not this. It wasn't where the guy gives a few dollars. It was a case where the guy owned part of the animal. He owned the shutfas in the animal. So either he owned the entire animal, and he gave everything to the Jew except for the chatz or kavet shala. So it started out in the ownership of the guy. So the guy is much more connected to the animal, as opposed to over here, it started as the Jew's animal. The guy was just trying to buy a chelek in it. So that was the Shaila of the Gemara. Is this case exactly the same case of the Mishnah where it's going to be a problem? And the answer was, depends. Depends what kind of guy it is. Depends if it's a guy that you're able to push off or not able to push off. So it's not what you see. The bottom line is that it's not really an issue of the bailus of a guy. When we say that Yishech, the shame, an Ovid Kochavim, that Rabbi Lezer says it's going to be a problem even if the guy has a Chatzar Kavitshala, it's not because the guy is the bailim on the Chatzar Kavitshala. It doesn't seem to be a din in bailus. It seems to be much more a din in the machshava of the Jew himself. Is the Jew doing this relying on the das of the Ovid Kochavim? So Enochinami, he is the Bailim, like in the Gemara's answer, in a case where he's not a strong person, he is the Bailim on it, he paid money for it, and he is the Bailim, and you never gave back the money, so he's definitely the Bailim on it from when he paid the money, and he could be the Bailim on half of the animal, much more than the Chasar Kavit Shalom, which Rabbi Lezer says is possible. It's just that you're not doing it on his das, but when he was the owner of the animal originally, and he's giving you everything except for the Chatzar Kavei Shalah, so then you are doing it on his das. It all depends on whose das you're relying on. And if he's having machshavos, l'avodah zarah, doing it on his das, relying on his das, is a major problem. Okay, new Mishnah, Lamentesim Beis at the bottom. Hashokhet l'shem harim, l'shem gva'os, l'shem yamim, l'shem naharos, l'shem idbaros, shchitas apsula. If a person shechs l'shem any of these things, l'shem mountains or valleys or oceans or rivers or deserts, so if you have a shechita l'shem any of these things, it's going to be possible. As Rashi says, l'shem yamim sha'asa hiyam avodas kachav, meaning that you made the yam into an avodah zarah, and you shecht l'shem the avodah zarah, that is the yam. Now the Achronim raised the question that why is the dibur maskil of that Rashi l'shem yamim? We started the Mishnah with l'shem harim, then gva'os, then yamim, and then naharos and mibaros. So either say it on the first one or say it on the last one. Why does Rashi dafka pick the middle case and says, you turn that into an avodah zarah? So Bar Yitzchak explains that of course, everyone used to make harim. All the avodah kachavim used to make harim of mountains into an avodah zarah. Rashi is going to say soon in Daf Mem Amud Aleph that based on Gemara avodah zarah Daf Mem Hem Beis Eloheim ala harim v'lo harim Eloheim. So apparently, it was very common that people would worship the harim. It's just that the harim don't become aser b'hana'a just because people worship them. So when you shecht l'shem the harim, it's pashut that you mean l'shem avodah zarah. But we don't really find that the yamim were made into an avodah the Zara from previously. And that's why Rashi says, Sha'asa Hayam Avodah Zarah, meaning that this Shochet is the first one to actually say that this Yam is going to be an Avodah Zarah. It was never, no one else ever thought of that before, to make the Yam an Avodah Zarah. So that's why Rashi dafka on the Shem Yamim as opposed to Harim Ugvalos, which were much more common to be Avodah Zarahs. But the bottom line is, what the Mishnah is telling me is, that if you shech the Shem, any of these items, which means you're shechting Avodah Zarah, the Shechit is going to be possible. Shnayim ochzin b'sakin. The Mishnah goes on. If you have two people holding the knife together, v'shochtin and they shecht echad l'shem echad mikalelu ve'echad l'shem davar kasher shkitas upsula. One of them has in mind that he shechtin l'shem yamim, l'shem harim, l'shem gvaos, any of those items, and the other one has in mind that he shechting l'shem davar kasher, as Rashi says, just means shchita stam. Stam, you want to shecht an animal the right way. So then the shchita is still going to be possible. It's not going to help. The shchita is going to be possible. So there is a machlokas rishonim over here. The Rashba writes in Torah Sabayis, quoting the Beis Yosef in Yerdei Asim and Beis, that the reason why we say shnayim ochzin b'sakin, that there are two people holding the same knife, as opposed to each of them holding a different knife, is to tell me an extra chiddush. That obviously, when they're holding two separate knives, when one shechts when the guy who's shechting the shem avodah is shechting, there's no koach yisrael meurav bo. It's completely by his koach. Not only is that going to be a problem, but even if it's sakin echad, where there's koach yisrael meurav bo, where even the knife that's being used by the one who's doing it, l'shem avodah zarah, has the koach of a Jew mixed in to that to his maisa, nevertheless it's going to be possible. So says the Rashba, so what's the chiddush? From Zay Yesh Lumot, says the Rashba, Dim Yisrael kasher ochiz b'sakin v'imo od echad ha-pasul l'shchita ke'akum u'kedome shchitas u'psula. It doesn't have to be someone else that's shechting with you that does it l'shem avodah zarah. If you are doing a shechita together with somebody else who's possible to do a shechita, regardless of whether he's doing l'shem avodah zarah or anything else, stam, you have a guy doing shechita with you on the same knife. That itself is going to be possible, because the entire shechita is not done al yidei in ish ha-kasha l'shechita. It's not done al yidei a person who's kasha l'shechita. So that's what the Rashba derives from this halacha. Yam shel Shlomo in Siman Zayin is medayik the exact opposite. He says, no, what does the Mishnah say? That one of them is shechting l'shem echad mikalelu. One of them is shechting l'shem avodah zarah. That's why it's a problem. Sounds like if you just have another guy shechting with you who's not kosher to do a shechita, but he's not doing something so terrible as being shecht, as being shechting l'shem avodah zarah, so that would be kosher. So that's a machlokas in the Rishonim / Achronim. I'm sure, I guess, more of an Achron in how to understand this line in the Mishnah. Shulchan Aruch, he paskins like the Rashba. He paskins paskins like the Rashba lechumra, that anytime anyone else is holding on the knife together with you, l'shem avodah zarah, even not l'shem avodah zarah, even if he's just not someone who's kosher to do the shechita, that would be enough to apostle. Now, tomorrow's daf, we're going to discuss this inyan, a little bit of shnei mokzim b'sakin, a lot to discuss on that issue. But let's see today first. So says the Gemara, psula in zivchei mesim lo. So first half of the mission, we just said stam, if a person shechs l'shem, midbar, gvaos, yam, naharos, all of these things, it's going to be apostle. So the Gemara makes a diuk. Yeah, it's going to be puzzle, but is the animal going to be asr bahana? Are you allowed to make shoes out of the animal hide? Are you allowed to sell the meat? Is there any isra enough from it? So it sounds like puzzle. It's puzzle, but it's a puzzle of shechita, but it's not zivchei mesim. There's no isra hana. If you look at Rashi, zivchei mesim le asr bahana kedin tikroves avodos kolchavim shasura kemes. Normally, things that were used as hakrava for avodah zarah, not just the avodah zarah itself, things that were used in the worship of the Avodah Zarah is also Asr Kimeis. Umeis Asr Bana. How do I know that a mace is Asr Bana? Well, that we learn, the Gemara learns in Avodah Zarah, Kinnathlam Sex Avodah Zarah, Mivatamas Sham Miriam, Vigamar Sham Sham Me'agla Rufa. We know Egla Rufa is Asr Bana. There's a Gzer Shav of Sham Sham that links the parsha of Egla Rufa with Mises Miriam, so we see that a dead person is also Asr Bana. So when we say that Tekrovus of Adazara has the din of a mace, so we say Tekrovus of Adazara, that means Tekrovus of Adazara is Asr Bana. But the bottom line is, our mission seems to be saying that it's only going to be possible in this case. It's not going to have a din of Tekrovus of Adazara when you shech the Shem Hara Ugvos, etc. So frankly, Maru Minhi, but I'll ask you, Stira, Hashoche the Shum Harim, the Shum Gvos, Lushum Naharos, Lushum Midbaros, Lushum Chama, Levana, Lushum Kochav, Mazalos, Lushum Michalas, Aragado, Lushum Shil Shul Katan. If you shech the shame any of these things, so we just expand the list a little, aside from the natural things in this world, the rivers and the oceans and the mountains and everything else, we add the sun and the moon, the stars, the mazalos, the constellations, malachim, michal, saragadol, shil shul katan, which is even the tiniest worm, meaning any priya, anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in this earth, harei elu zivchei mesim. So we said that not just that it's puzzle, it's much more than puzzle, zivchei mesim, it's mamash asr bana. So how do we make sense of that? It's a direct steer to our Mishnah. It says Gemara, Amar Abayi lo kasha. Hada amr lehar, hada amr legada dahar. Big difference. When he says that he's shechting lahar, the har itself does not become an avodah zarah, because we have a drasha maseches avodah zarah that Eloheim alaharim v'lo aharim Eloheim. That the har, which is mechubar, which is just part of the landscape, literally, of Eretz Yisrael, does not become an avodah zarah itself. And therefore, if you shech the shem nahar, it's not called zivchei mesim. It's possible to eat because you're doing an act of avodah zarah. But the chalos shem avodah zarah on the har doesn't happen, and therefore the chalos shem of tikrovis avodah zarah on your behema doesn't happen. So it's a very important chiluk. You could do an act of avodah zarah without making that which you worship avodah zarah. For instance, we have a rule: ein adam osur davar sheino shelo. A person cannot ask for something that doesn't belong to him. So if my neighbor decides one day that my car is so amazing that he wants to worship it, so I come out of my house one morning, I see my neighbor bowing down to my car, so my car doesn't become asr for me to use. It doesn't become avodah zarah, because he can't make my car an avodah zarah. His act is still an act of avodah zarah. He's definitely chayv misa for what he did, but he doesn't have the ability to have a chalos shem avodah zarah on my stuff. So similarly over here, a mountain cannot become avodah zarah, and therefore that which you are makriv to the mountain cannot become tikrovas avodah zarah. So it doesn't become zivchei mesa. Nisim on that level. Obviously, you chayv Misa for doing such a ridiculous thing as and such a terrible thing as bowing down to the mountain. But when you shech the God of the Har, which is the Malach HaMemuna al Har, so then there's no such rule that the Malach cannot be Neviled Zara. The Malach can be Neviled Zara. Mela, the behemoth that you shech the God of the Har is going to be to Krovas of Zara. The fact that we mention in the Zivchei Mesim Brisa the Michal Sara Gadol on the same list as the Har and the Gevalos and everything else implies that we're dealing with not the Har itself but the angel of the Har, the Malach that's Mamuna on the Har. That's the Diuk. Now, if you look at Tosfos Hadamar LaHar, so Tosfos makes this point also, this chilik between the Isra of being Oved and having the status of a Ne'evad or Tekroves. Tosfos Dibur Masach Hadamar LaHar She'enu Nasa Avod Zicham K'tipirish B'Kutrus V'af Al Gav D'Lo Chashev Eloa Lesser At Tekroves Mikol Makom Ovdo B'Sayev. Even though it doesn't become Tekroves Avodah Zarah, but the person who does this act is Chayiv Sayiv. Tanya Barakol Tzlavim Hanachrim Ovdim Asarim Mehem Mutarim Vovdeim B'Sayev. That those who are Oved the Harim, so they the Harim themselves are Mutar, but those who worship them are Chayiv Sayiv. Arminin Amin Barakarba Misos Midu Davim Shtach V'Lahar the Har Mutar Vovdo B'Sayev. The Gemara says this very clearly in Masech Sanhedrin as well, that when you worship the mountain remains Mutar, but the worshipper is Chayiv Misa. Ve'en L'tmoa, so says, tells us, don't wonder, don't start asking the Kasha. Dikivin de lo mikri aloha, amai ovdo b'sayif. If it's not called an avodah zarah, why do you get sayif? The dafkalinin ibud ka'amar kra de lo mikri aloha. When we say that a mountain cannot be an avodah zarah, it means that it doesn't have the status of avodah zarah in that you don't have to destroy it. The halacha is, when we go into Eretz Yisrael, we have to find the mitzvah in the Torah is, find every avodah zarah and destroy it. So what, we should start destroying mountains, we should take dynamite and start destroying mountains of Eretz Yisrael. So that's where we say that we exclude Harim. D'chsiv b'reishit t'kra aveit ha'abdun, v'imkein achi perusho Elohim shalah harim ta'abdun. We should destroy the avodah zarahs that are on the mountains, v'lo harim sheheim Elohim, but not the mountains that are the avodah zarahs. V'ovdim osam ta'abdun, but those who worship them, that you should destroy. Those people are certainly chayiv misa for worshipping the mountains. There is a discussion, what about the Chamal and Levana that Rashi says, that the Brisa says, that Lushum Chamal and Levana, so why is that not something that becomes an Avodah Zarah itself? Why is it, that we're saying is something that becomes an Avodah Zarah itself. Why is that not like a mountain? Why do you mean the shame, the sar of the Chama, the sar of the Levana? So there is a discussion between Rashi and Tosfos over here, whether the Chama and the Levana have a din of Mechubar, or they don't have a din of Mechubar at all. Do they have a din of something that's considered to be Mechubar, and therefore be similar to mountains? Or are they considered something that's not Mechubar? So Tosfos says that the Chama and Levana are considered Mechubar. That Chama and Levana, for whatever reason, because they're Mechubar in the constellations. So therefore, it's considered to be Mechubar. So the Toras Chaim just raises the question. There is a Gemara Maseches Pesachim, fascinating Gemara, Tzadi Dalar and Beis, that discusses an ongoing machlokas that went on between the Chachmei Yisrael and the Chachmei Umas HaOlam. The Chachmei Yisrael held that the Gilgal Kavua Umazolos Chozrim, that the actual sky, so to speak, is Kavua, and the constellations move around in the sky. Whereas the Chachmei Umas HaOlam said, Gilgal Chozer Mazalos Kavuim, that the Mazalos stay in place, and the world moves around them, but the Mazalos stay in the same place. So the fact that the Chachmei Yisrael hold that the Mazalos are Chozer, mashman that it's not Mechubar. Tosfos says over here, the Mazalos, the sun, the moon, they're all Mechubar. What do you mean? The Chachmei Yisrael aren't supposed to hold that way. So a couple of Terutzim. The Tzvur Shar points out that since it can't be, even if you hold that the Mazalos are Chozer, they go on a certain track, meaning it's like the difference between a car and a trolley, you know, or a train, that they can't really just go wherever they want. So that's kavua. The trolley, the train is kavua where it is. Yes, it's moving, but it's moving along a track. It doesn't have any sort of freedom of movement. So that's called kavua. Whereas something that's not kavua would be something that can go anywhere, something that could be moved anywhere. Ber Yitzchak is mitaretz that we find that the Rishonim have the gears in that Gemara that the Chachmi Umos Olam more menatzeach over the Chachmei Yisrael. That essentially this is one of this Gemara is one of the major Maramakomos in whether Chazal are allowed to be wrong about science, whether we can assume Chazal were wrong about science, because here we had a machlokas between the Chachmei Musalim and the Chachmei Yisrael, and according to many Rishonim, the Girsa is that the Chachmei Musalim won the argument, so that they had a greater scientific knowledge than the Chachmei Chazal had. So the Ramah writes in one of his Svarim in the Sefer Torah Sa'ola that the Iker is really Kechachmei Yisrael. When we see, even though it says that the Chachmei Musalim were Menatzeach, it just means that the Chachmei Yisrael were not good debaters. But they had the MS. Sometimes a person could be right and lose a debate. He's right, but he just doesn't know how to win a debate. That's the whole skill of being a good debater, is to know how to win even when you're wrong. It's no kunst to win when you're right, but the Chachmei Yisrael didn't have that skill. So that's, you have a number of Rishonim that assume that way. Shittim Kvetzas and Ksubas Taf Yud Gimel also assumes that even though the Chachmei Musalim won, Chachmei Yisrael had the MS with them. Okay, but either way, so then you got to make it work out with Tosas over here. All right, let's see the Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Huna, let's say you have your friend's animal that was lying there next to an avodah zara. So kivan sheshachet pasim echad asra. So if you shecht a single simon, it has become asra. It's the krovus of avodah zara. Rashi fills in some of the blanks a little bit. So there are a lot of details we're saying over here. First of all, it's not your animal; it's your friend's animal. Second of all, we're saying that it's ravutz, that it's like lying there. It's not that you pick it up and put it in front of the avodah zara, and then you shecht it to right in front of the avodah zara, lefnei the avodah zara. So as soon as you shecht one simon, it's already asr. Why? So the Gemara explains what's Rav Huna based on. Savor lo ki hadamar ula amar Rabbi Yochanan afal pi shamru mishtach velebehemus chaveru lo asra. Asra. Even though normally when you have someone else's animal, if you go, like I said before, so if my neighbor comes out and starts bowing down to my car, he does not have the ability to make it asr, but when he does a maisa, he's not just bowing to it, he's doing something to it, he changes the engine to whatever, to something that's more appropriate for an avodah zara, so he does something to it, so then he does have the ability to asr it. That's what Rav Huna must be assuming when he says, if you shech this behemoth that's revutzel, the fnei avodah zara, you have the ability to asr it. It's not yours. You have the ability to asr because you did a ma'isa shechita on it. You did a ma'isa on it. That's the assumption that he's working with the shita of Ula. Now, if you look at Rashi again, Rashi fills in some of the blanks. So behemas chavero lo mi bayi shalom the mitzvah mishum tekrovas aval chavim shechita seminechad. So first of all, Rashi says obviously the reason we're saying chavero is because it's a much greater chiddush. If it's your own animal, of course you're doing aval dezara. Even though generally speaking we're going to say that Bali Chaim do not become Aser Lehedyot, lo mishum neva chaso avodas chachavim, lo mishum muktzah shiksu the tekrovus avodas chachavim, kidekayim lam b'tmura. Typically speaking, a Bal Chai does not become an object of worship, nor does it become something with which you worship. Because we have a special drasha that tells me that a Bal Chai that was used either as an avodah zara or in the worship of an avodah zara cannot be used as a karban. So what does it tell you if you have a drasha that it can't be used as a karban? That tells you that for anything else, you can use it, that it doesn't become asr ba'anah. So the isr anah of that which is worshipped, or that which is used in worshipping avodah zara, normally does not apply to a bal chai. Miu, ki avod maisa begufayu mitzri. But over here it's different. Over here you're doing a maisa on the goof of the animal, that makes it asr. Because I mean, paragraph Yishmael, afli shamra mishtach v'lekarko olam lo asra, it's just like we have a din that which is mechubel karka, you can't aser just by bowing to it. You bow to the mountains, they don't become aser. But if you do some physical act to it, that you change it physically, then even that can become aser. You could take the karkolim and you dig into it. You're doing a physical act on it. That itself will make it aser. So says Rashi. Same over here. Normally the rule is Bali Chayim are only Asr L'Gavah, are they not Asr Ba'na for a regular person, even though they were worshipped. worship, but when you did a maisa on them, they become aser. So Rashi points out, it didn't have to be that you shechted simen echad. It could have been that you shechted a chatzi simen. It doesn't matter how much of it you shecht. The point is that you did a maisa. So it could have been any maisa. The Gemara is going to discuss that on the base. And that's the point. The Gemara only highlights the idea that even though it's not yours, you're able to ask it because of a maisa. But it's really a double chiddush, Rashi points out. Number one, it's not yours, and you have the ability to ask it. Number two, it's a bal chai, and you have the ability to make it something that's a nevad. And both of those things happen as a result of the fact that you're doing a maisa, as opposed to if you were just bowing down to it, neither of those things would be able to happen. If it was either something that belonged to somebody else or a bal chai, it would not have the status of a nevad, absent a maisa. So very critical line in our Gemara is the idea that we're quoting from Ula, that asa ba maisa asra, that when you do a maisa to it, that has to be what makes it asr. Now if you look at Tosos Revutz Lefnevels Chavim quotes Rashi, the next Rashi, where Rashi says, okay, that's in terms of the fact that it doesn't belong to you and the fact that it's a bal chai. But there's a third factor the Gemara raises, and that is that it's already lying down. You didn't make it lie down, it's already lying down. So Rashi had said, yeah, meaning obviously if it's standing up, that's even worse, because over there you're picking it up and you're knocking it down, and then shechting it's an even greater maisa. But Rashi says it's not that it would be an even greater maisa over there. It's less of a chiddush because as soon as you pick it up, you're kona it, so you don't even have the extra chiddush that you're asking something that's not yours. When you pick it up, you're kona it, so it becomes yours. So we want to come up with a case where it remains not yours, and yet you still manage to make it usher by doing a maisa on it. If you had picked it up, it's not. It is yours. You were kone bagba, so that there would be no chiddush that you have the ability to usher it. But Tosfos says he doesn't think that's the chiddush of Ravutza. He says ve'in yira dechiyegbiya nami lo kana lo leinyan shetichashiv shalow imein al dmosa davashen shalow. When you pick it up, it doesn't really, it's not really considered yours in the sense that you now have the ability to ask for something that was previously not yours, but because you picked it up, it becomes yours. Because the halach is, if I steal something and the bailim was not miyayish from it, I can't be maktish it, and the bailim can't be maktish it. Neither of us have the ability to be maktish. I can't be maktish it because it doesn't really belong to me. The original owner, the real owner, can't be makdish because it's not in his rishus. Well, come on, Nami, Dam Rav Nachman, Eilad Moshe Dov Sheinu Shlo Parakle Me'amanasech. Umay Parak Me'amanasech V'amanasech Me'yagbe Kanya. The Gemara is going to ask, if Eilad Moshe Dov Sheinu Shlo, how come when I'm manasech somebody else's wine, it becomes aser? It's not mine. So what do you mean? If you say that as soon as you pick it up, it becomes yours, so what's the kasha? Rashi's saying, as soon as I pick it up, it becomes mine. So I pick up someone else's wine, it becomes mine. Elamaitel says, obviously, picking it up doesn't make it mine vis-a-vis the halacha of Einod Mosad of Shein Shalom. So what is the chiddush of Ravutza? So says Tos, the chiddush of Ravutza is simply that if it's Ravutza, your maisa is a much smaller maisa. If the animal is standing up and you have to knock it down and shecht it, so that's a much greater maisa. But the chiddush is, even though you're just doing a maisa koldu, you're just doing a quick slice, you're not knocking the animal down also, even that is enough of a maisa to enable someone to aser a davar she'inu shalom, to aser something that doesn't in fact belong to them. Okay, so Frank the Gemara Esvir of Nachman Rafuna. So Rafuna wanted to say this chiddush that you shecht somebody else's animal. So again, it's a bal chai and it belongs to somebody else. Two reasons why it should not become tikrovus of adzara. Yet since you did a maisa, you have the ability to make it tikrovus of adzara. So Esvir of Nachman Rafuna. Rav Nachman asks on that hashochet chatos b'shabes b'chutz la avodus kochavim. A person tries to win the avera contest. He shechts a korban chatos on Shabbos, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the Shem of Avodah Zarah. So Chayiv Shalosh Chataos, he's Chayiv three separate Karbanos Chatas. He's Chayiv Karban Chatas, assuming the Shabbos part was B'shogeg, that he didn't realize that it was Shabbos, he didn't realize that it's also the Shecht on Shabbos. He's Chayiv for Shecht and Kachem Bechutz, and he's Chayiv for Avodah Zarah. So all three of those Yisurim he has to bring Karban Chatas for. So V'iyam Kimin Sheshachel Pasim Lechel Asra, but wait a second, if as soon as you shecht one simen, and again, as Rashi said before, it doesn't even mean one simen. As soon as you do a maisa koldu, Even you shecht a half a siman, as soon as you shecht even the tiniest bit of this animal, it already becomes asur as avodah zara. So then you shouldn't be chayv mishum shchut echutz, because the animal is already pasul as a karban. It was already not usable as a karban. It was already had a shem avodah zara on it. You shouldn't be chayv mishum shchut echutz, as the Gemara says, mechatich ba'afarhu. You're not even cutting a real animal. It's like you're being mechatich ba'afar. It's like you're just cutting dirt. The animal doesn't have the status of a carbon anymore. As Rashi says on the top, mechatech wafaru, dikiva dinesra mishum avodas chavim, paka shem kachum mina. It loses the status of kachum once it becomes avodah zara. Vinasa shel avodas kachavim, it becomes avodah zara v'afra ba'almehi. It's considered just the dust of the earth. Visulo mechayv alei mishum shchut echutz, and therefore you cannot be chayv mishum shchut echutz on it anymore. Frakt Rashi, the Afgav, Zamrin Pirkin Shachat Simenachu Bechutz, this Simenachu Vifnim Chayiv. Wait a second, we had a halacha before that if you shecht one Simen Bechutz and one Simen Bifnim, you're going to be Chayiv, Shariyasuba Maisa Chatos of Bechutz, because here you shechted a full Simen, which is enough normally for a Chatos of, and you shechted a Bechutz. So, Lekal the Memer, the Gemara Simen Chayil Bahade Adadi, Isra Vodzcham Mishchitas Chutz, you can't say that at the end, at the finishing of the simen, at the same time, the shema of Zara and the yisur of shchut echutz is chal. The chiyamin of semechem mechayv hanimil echad. The gomer l'shchita ba'od the kachin. When do we say that you shecht simen echad you mechayv mishum shchut echutz? That's only if at the end of the shchita it's still behemas kachin. That's what we're talking about. Simen echad bechutz, simen echad befnim. That it's a glory milsa that the first simen that you shechted was shchut echutz. But over there it's yeshon l'shchita mitchilu v'atzof. But over here the second simen doesn't get shechted at all. It's just a chitach of afra b'alma. It's just shechting stam dirt because it already had a shema of avodah zara on it. So bottom line is the Gemara's question stands. How could you, Rav Huna, say that the second you do any sort of the shechita of simen echad, or even as Rashi said, less than that, it already has a shem of avodah zara? Well, then why does the Braisa tell us that when you shecht on Shabbos b'chutz l'avodah zara, you chayiv shalosh chataos? As soon as you shecht simen echad, it should be a shem of avodah zara. You should no longer be chayiv mishum shechut echutz. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, that we must be dealing with a chatas ha'of where everything happens all at one time. Meaning, a chatas ha'of, there only is a chiv to shech simen echad. So, since the shechita simen echad happens at the same exact time as the avodah zara, so that's why you're chayiv as the shem tekrov of avodah zara. So that's why you're chayiv all three chatos. So, frankly, wait a second. Michti, Rav Huna, command Amar L'shmaite Ku'ula. Why did Rav Huna say that when you shecht the simen echad, it becomes avodah zara already? When I have someone else's animal and I shecht simen echad, it has a shem avodah zara? Because Rav Huna himself said he was relying on the shita of Ula. What was the shita of Ula? That any time you do a maisa, even though normally you don't have the ability to give something the status of tekrovus avodah zara, if you do a maisa, that's enough. Well, according to Ula, how big of a maisa do you need? V'ula maisa kaldu ka'amar. You don't need a maisa of shechting a full simen. You don't need a significant maisa. Maisa kaldu, the first little slice, you already did a maisa. So what are we saying? It all happens at the same time because there's only shechitas one simen. You only need to shecht one simen on chatasov. Yeah, but by chatasov, you need to shecht that simen. You didn't shecht that. By the time you shecht the simen, you've already done the maisa of the initial slice. The initial slice is what makes it an avodah zara. So we're still back to the original question. Again, the original question was that it becomes an avodah zara before you violate shechut echutz, because it becomes an avodah zara as soon as you do a maisa. So over here, you did it before you even shecht the first full simen. You already did a maisa by just slicing into the neck at all. So says Gemara, Ella ba'omer, the Gemara zvicha hu ovda. So it must be that you make such an ukimta that the guy, when he does the shechita, is saying that I only intend to be oved avodah zara with the Gemara zvicha, not with the beginning of the zvicha. So the isra of tekrovus avodah zara does not kick in right away as soon as you slice the neck. The isra of tekrovus avodah zara only kicks in when you shech the full simen. So frak Gemara ihachi mari yechatos l'shmin zevach. But then, if that's the case, then why do you have to say that we're talking about a chatos where it's simen echad, that when you shech, they only need to shech simen echad? Say that we're talking about a regular carbon where you need to shech shnei simanim, and the guy made such a condition that it's not going to be avodah zara until the end of the zvicha, whatever that is. That could be the end of the second siman also. Elo amr azutra mishred rav papa hachem ma'eskinan gonshay chatzikana pagum v'hosal of kolshu the gamru to kulubat the adadikasyan. Now the case must be where it was chatzikana was already pagum, it was missing chatzikana already, and you just added a little bit and were gomer the shchita, so that's when everything happens at the same time. Meaning, don't make this crazy ukimta that the guy is saying that begmar zvicha, he's being oved. No, he's being oved as soon as he picks up the knife and starts to sheft, he's already being oved. Make another crazy ukimta that half of the kana was already gone, you're dealing with a chatos ha'ov which only requires is shchita simen echad, which means if half of the kana was already gone, the very first slice that you do is the shchita, the chatas. So it is the isra of shchut echutz. It is the violation of Shabbos, obviously, that we're not even getting back into. That's Netilas Neshama. And it's also the Tekravas of Adzara, because Tekravas of Adzara happens with the first Maisa Koldu. So that is your first Maisa Koldu. So that would be the Ukimta, and that way it would work out why we Dafka had to say that we're dealing with a Chata Sa'of, where it's a Shechita Simen Echad, is all you need in order for it to be a proper Shechita of Shechut Echutz. Fine. Amra Papa. So Papa just pointed out, you know, what I guess would seem to be obvious, but he says had Rav Huna not said this idea of simen echad, Rav Huna said you shecht simen echad on someone else's animal, so then you're already gonna give it a shame of Avodah Zarah, and we said, oh, why simen echad? Because he must be assuming like Ula that even a kol shehu would make it aser, right? Even a maisa kaldu would make it aser. Had he not said that, then the issue of chatos would not have been a problem at all. Because my maisa rabba, one could have said that, no, you know what maisa means? It means maisa rabba, that when we say that if you do a maisa on someone else's animal, that you have the ability to make it to kravos avodah zarah, even though it doesn't belong to you, maybe it doesn't mean just a maisa kaldu. Had he not said simen echad, maisa could have meant a big maisa, and then we wouldn't have had any problems that it becomes to krovis before it's a violation of shkut echutz. Because if maisa would have meant a maisa gamur, a maisa rabba, so then would not become to krovis of avodah zarah until the maisa rabba is done. Until so you could have violated all three surim simultaneously. Wouldn't have had any problems. Vam Rav Papa, and Rav Papa says also another detail that Rav Huna said that got him into trouble. Ilav dam Rav Huna behemas chavero. Had Rav Huna not said the idea that you're shechting your friend's animal, then if he just would have said that you're doing your own animal, then also wouldn't have been a problem, even if it would have been a maisa koldu on your own animal. So we're not, the price of chatos would not have been a problem. My taima, Didei Matsyasar, Dechavri Lo Matsyasar, because he could have explained it very easily, the brisa about chatas. Chatas is not yours, it's kachim, doesn't belong to you. You have the ability to make your own thing asr with a maisa kaldehu, but maybe by kachim you don't have the ability to make it asr with a maisa kaldehu. By kachim it doesn't belong to you, you don't have that kind of ability. So the whole kasha of the asking him, from the very first cutting, it's already behemoth of Zara, so how can it become a problem of shkut echutz? Maybe that's only true when it's your animal, but by shchita of a carbon of a chatas, it's the very first cutting does not make it aser. You need it's only begemar zvicha that it's going to become a din of tekroves. So it says more pshita. Obviously, this is true that you can only aser your own thing. Had Rav Huna spoken about your own animal as opposed to behemas chavero, obviously that would mean that when it's someone else's animal, you cannot as easily make it aser with a maisa kaldu. So no, ma'al d'teima keeping the kani le the kaparik didedam. You know, the chiddush is that one might have identified a carbon chatas that I'm bringing for my own averos as something that belongs to me, and therefore should follow the rules of me making my own stuff aser, which would mean even a maisa kolduhu. So kamash milan comes teach me that no, it's behemas kachim as a din of someone else's animal, and if it has a din of someone else's animal, then what it takes in order to make it aser should follow the rules of someone else's animal. But this is a very strange last five lines of Gemara. It's all hypothetical. Had Rav Huna not said what he actually said, then we wouldn't have had the kash on him for saying what he did say. Well, obviously, if people didn't say what they said, we wouldn't ask them for what they said. So it's a very, very strange Gemara, but it's just picking on, what it's just trying to highlight is what Rav Huna's great chidushim were. His chidush was in terms of the maisa koldu, that even though it's a very tiny bit, and the fact that it's behemas chavero. So it's just highlighting the chidushim of Rav Huna, as opposed to saying any grace of chidushim, that had he not said what he said, we would have asked kashas on him on what he said, or we wouldn't have had the kashas on what he said. Okay, Mirza Hashem, we'll pick up from Rav Nachman Rav Amram tomorrow.